Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and perhaps you want to make a sweet treat for someone you love or for yourself.
Or you might bring treats to a party, say, I don't know, a football game on Sunday. Or maybe, Deepa, you're done with those candy hearts that say you plus sign me.
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to bake some sweet treats, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has you covered. She joins us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Deepa. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Kathy. Hello. So my daughter spent 2 whopping hours plus last weekend on this fancy schmancy cake. Please, please tell us you have easy suggestions today on your list.
Yes, your daughter will not need to spend 2 hours on any of these, nor will anyone else. These are ideal. Valentine's Day can be so problematic, you know. Are you in love? Mm-hmm. Are you out of love? Are you alone in a partnership? This is a great time of year to just do something sweet for yourself or someone you love. So I wanted to start with a cookie, the simplest thing you can possibly bake. And I have been a huge fan of oatmeal raisin cookies since I was a kid because they're just not sickly sweet. So I decided to write a sort of recipe that's a love letter to this cookie. And I toasted pecans, I added maple syrup, oatmeal, raisins, or sun-dried cranberries, spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and you make balls of the dough, and you don't push them down. They flatten when you bake them, and the edges get super crispy, almost lacy, and the middle still soft. It's like my dream cookie.
Yeah, I love thee, Kathy.
Yes, though I have to say, toasting your own pecans, if you include that in simple, then, you know, maybe you're going to bring me along here. I want to ask you, though, chocolate, because when we think Valentine's Day, I mean, come on, we think chocolate. I hear you have a delicious sounding recipe for a sour cream chocolate cake.
Yes, and best of all, this cake, all you do is mix up, you know, it's unsweetened cocoa powder, vanilla, sugar, canola oil, vegetable oil, eggs, and sour cream, and it goes into a loaf pan, the kind of loaf pan that you'd cook a loaf of bread in or maybe make a zucchini cake. That pan equals simple. No fancy cake pans, no fancy techniques. You whip these ingredients up. I sort of think of this cake as if a brownie and a chocolate cake got together, it might taste something like this. It's rich and fudgy, and I made it and served it that night, and 2 days later, I opened the fridge, and I'm like, oh, there's still chocolate cake, and it was almost better 2 days later because it got denser and fudgier, so this is a real favorite, and then a very simple chocolate sour cream icing is just mixed together in a saucepan. You put it over the cake, sprinkle it with coarse sea salt, and bam, it is good.
Okay, Kathy, for those who might not be into chocolate, some of my best friends are not into chocolate. You have a recipe. Yeah, right. You have a recipe for honey cupcakes to share.
Yeah, these are so sweet and not cloying. My good friend Catherine Alford developed these honey cupcakes. You make them in a cupcake or muffin pan. They use yogurt and honey and nutmeg. Very simple cupcake. And then you do a frosting with cream cheese, honey again, vanilla extract, lemon juice, and confectioner's sugar. And they're so beautiful. You can top them with store-bought honeycomb or one of those silly little hearts. Very, very sweet cupcake.
Okay, so far we have an oatmeal nut raisin cookie, a chocolate sour cream cake, honey cupcakes. What about a drink to take us there on the side?
This I would drink for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, coffee time. This is a Mexican-style hot chocolate with chili peppers and a cinnamon whipped cream. And what happens, you might be thinking, I don't want chili peppers in my hot cocoa.
Oh, no, I do. I do for sure.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you, Deepa.
Yeah, raising my hand.
Right? Okay, everyone in the radio land, raise your hand. The chilies heighten the flavor of the chocolate. So you heat milk with cinnamon sticks. So you're infusing the milk with the cinnamon, and then you add unsweetened cocoa powder, some semi-sweet chocolate, a little pinch of sea salt, pinch of chili flakes, let that get hot, and then you whip cream with some more ground cinnamon, and it's just beautiful. You take a sip and you think you know what's going to happen because you've had cocoa since you were a child, and then wait, there's chilies, wait, there's cinnamon, wait, there's salt. Very interesting.
All right. Well, Kathy, we don't have much time left, but I'm going to throw at you Super Bowl party. Do you have a quick one for us that might be that quick thing to bring along if you're headed to a party?
You talking sweets or anything?
You go for it, Kathy.
I don't know. I would bring all of these desserts because there's going to be chicken wings there. There's going to be ranch. There's going to be blue cheese. There's going to be celery sticks. Go for the oatmeal maple toasted pecan raisin cookies.
Well, we've been talking about sweets for your sweetie and yourself with Kathy Gunst. We'll have all her recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks so much.